talk some more about Yavish B'Yavish. So yesterday we talked about the Machlekes Rishonim, Yavish B'Yavish, what's the Shir Bittul, do you need Shishim, or do you need Yavish B'Yavish Midbimina? Is the Shir Bittul Shishim, or is the Shir Bittul Chag Betrei? How we saw Machlekes between the Rav of Beis Din and the Ravid, and the Ramban follows the Rav of Beis Din, the Rashba, the Ran, they follow the Ravid. But there's a different discussion, which is, say you have a case of Yavish B'Yavish. So you have a chaticha of nevela got mixed up with a bunch of chatichas of basar shkuta, and it's batul v'roiv, that's our gemara, it's batul v'roiv, it's mutter to eat. So yesterday the machlekes is how many pieces of heter do you need? You need 60 pieces of heter, is enough to have 2 pieces of heter. The halacha, we pass in 2 pieces of heter, we pass in like the rash, but the rat and the raven. It's enough to have chad betray. So I have 1 piece of tray for meat, basar nevela, and I have Purdue chicken, and I have 2 Empire chickens, and they're mixed up in the freezer, and Malachas is bottle chad betray, and it's mutter to eat. So Shaz, what does that mean? It's mutter to eat. Does it mean it's mutter to eat one of them, all of them? So this is a Machlekes Rishonim through basically 3 shittas. First of all, there's a Rashi of a Zerah Daf Ayin Daled, which is they have to throw one of them away. That's a stam interesting shita. You have to throw one of them away, because since you know for sure that one of them is a trait, one of them is not kosher, so you have to throw one out. Okay, the Ramah brings it in Simun Kuftes Simbala. The Ramah brings it. The Ramah sits a chumra ba'alma. Because the emes is, you have no confidence when throwing away. There's no reason to assume that the one that you threw away is the one that's treif. But it's a chumrah not to eat that. We shouldn't be machshir all of them. We're going to throw one of them. We're going to throw one of them away. And it has maybe mekayim in the Gemara, but those are different kind of cases. By Tabashal of Azaro, the Gemara says that one of them fell into the one has to fall into the Amamelech, but that's a different kind of case, not exactly this case. But anyway, that sheet is Rashi, but it's a chumrah v'alma. Even the Firashi, that you throw one of them away to satisfy this chumrah, at the end of the day, we still have a tarevus. We don't know for sure that the one that we threw away is the nevela. So it's still an open question, even according to Rashi. So we say, fine, you threw one away, the other two are mutum. Does that mean you can eat them both at the same time? Does it mean you can eat them bezech hazeh? Does it mean maybe you have to have different people eat them? That question, even that Rashi doesn't really address. Rashi is like an extra layer. There's extra chum, you have to throw one of them away. But it doesn't really address the fundamental question, which Rishonim are divided about, which is, okay, now that it's mutter, to what extent is it mutter? What is the bittul accomplish? So there's basically 3 shittas in Rishonim. Tosfos, Daf Kuf, says that it's only mutter, Tosfos b'lashon shema, but Tosfos it could be that it's only mutter, let's say a simple case, you have one steak that's in the vela, two steaks that are kosher, or one chicken that's in the vela, and 2 chickens that are kosher. So it's mutter. Chag betrei is bottle. Chag betrei is bottle. Chag b'shishim, if you're like those who shouldn't eat shishim, lo yalzen adorim. How many do you need to make a mutter? But it's mutter. So Tosfos says it's only mutter to different people. Meaning, you could take one chicken, I'll take another chicken, somebody else take a third chicken, and each one of us can then rely on a roiv that it's mutter. But one person can't eat all of the chickens, even mizeach hazeh. One person can't eat all the chickens, even mizeach hazeh. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Just misfar, what's the pshat? I mean, by regular bitl b'roiv, by a regular tarevis, you eat everything. You have a piece of chazer falls into a soup, and it melts into the soup. You're allowed to eat the soup with the chazer and all. So here also it's a bittul v'roiv. Different shir, maybe a chad betray, but it's also a bittul v'roiv. So why over here can't eat all the pieces of meat? You had bittul v'roiv. The one that's treif is bottle and the other ones. So what's the pshat in this tesis? So the chayr of pshat is, the tesis holds, that the bittul of yovish b'yovish is different than the bittul of lach b'lach. The bittul of lach b'lach, I need a name for it. The bittul of lach b'lach, that's a bittul where the iser loses its identity in the het. Whatever exactly the lumbus is, the iser loses its identity in the het. We'll be learning the sugya of Mishras we came out with the svara. It helped us a lot in some of the issues there in the sugya. That the word is that the shem achila is determined by the rive. When I eat this mixture, when I eat this soup, when I eat this pork and beans, what kind of ma'is achila is it? Is it ma'is achila of beans? Is it ma'is achila of pork? So that's nikva yidei the rive. But the effect is that what I'm doing now is I'm eating kosher. The non-kosher has no, its identity is gone. By yovish biyovish, Tosfos apparently holds that's not true, because by yovish biyovish I'm eating each piece separately. So when I eat this chicken, the shaila is, what do you mean it lost its identity in the rive? When I eat this chicken, I'm only eating this chicken, and maybe this chicken is treif. So what's the pshat? What is the bittul over here? So it would seem perhaps as Tosfos holds that this is a different kind of bittul. Here the bittul is not based on the fact that the iser lost its identity in the rive. This is a bit here. The bittul is maybe bittul is sort of a maybe not even the best term, but Chazal used a lot in the bittul. But mercifully, bottle bruva, that's agamar, but the bottle bruva. But it's not the regular kind of bittul tarivis where the yisr loses its identity. It's a different kind of idea. It's a shiloh. It's a rive of being mevar a suffik. It's more like called the parish mruva parish. So maybe it's even identical. So like called the parish mruva parish. You have teisha esachanuyos, and one of them sells kosher meat, and one of them sells trefa meat. And I find a piece of meat in the street, and I say called the parish mruva parish. That doesn't mean that the non kosher store became kosher. They can't now hang a sign in their window that they're now selling kosher meat because there's a bit of a rive. It's a beer of sekus. I have a suffix what this piece of meat is. So if I have a suffix what this piece of meat is, so I say zilbosarayv, and the rayv is mevar the suffix, I can assume that this piece of meat came from one of the kosher stores. So al derech zeh, when I have three pieces of meat, they're on the sarif, and I know one of them is treif, and the other two are kosher. So it's a kind of zilbosarayv, that I assume that the piece that I'm eating, when I eat this chicken, I assume that since there's a rayv over here of kosher chickens, so I assume that the chicken that I'm eating is one of the kosher chickens and not one of the non-kosher chickens. But that's only good if I only eat one of the chickens. But if I eat all three, how am I going to eat all three chickens? Even if it's bezeh chazeh, if I'm going to eat all three chickens, then I know that I ate a treif of chicken. Let's say I find 10 pieces of meat. And I know for sure that one piece of meat, that these 10 pieces of meat came from 10 different stores. I don't know which one is which, but I know they came from 10 different stores, and one of the stores sells basa and avail. So it's very mistaber that even though I'm allowed to eat each piece of meat, but I can't eat all the pieces of meat, because even though I have a beer and each piece of meat individually, I have a beer of a suffix that this piece of meat is kosher. But that doesn't mean that I don't know that one of them is treif. I'm going to eat all of them, and I know that I ate treif. But what right do I have to eat all of them, knowing that they're all going to be treif? L'choy that's the pshat in Tosfos. The Mishul Melech in Perkites of Avos Atuma, Halacha Beis, he says that it's doime. To the case, Moses is by Shnei Shvilim. You have two Shvilim, two roads. One of them passes over a tumah, the other one doesn't. And a person goes on one of the roads. He comes to ask Kishayla. So it says that he has a cheskes tire. So he's tar. The other person goes over the other road, comes to ask Kishayla. So the cheskes tire, he's also tar. But if they both come at the same time, then we can't pass him that you're both tar. That's a steer. That's a gemara. But Tosfos says in Shvus and Daf Yotes. That who had been if one person went over both roads b'zeh chazeh, so he's tamer. Because even though when he went over the first road, we say, oh, cheskes tarah, that was the road that was tar. Then when he went over the other road, so again we say, oh, he's tar because cheskes tarah. But he went over both roads. If he went over both roads, so then for sure he's tamer. Well, let's say different case. Not that the one person went over both rows. Maybe that's not even such a chiddush, because we know that he's tamei. But let's say I have a case where, not that the person went over the two rows. Let's say some tyrus went over the two rows in such a way that, I don't know what would be the case exactly, how it happened. But let's say, because how would it be kabbal? But let's say whatever, we'll get over the technicalities of how the Kabbalah's tumah took place. But I have two sets of tyrus, of food, and I know that one of them, if one of them is tamei, the other one is tar. And if the other one is tamei, then the first one's a tar. So Tosfos says that one person can't eat both, because even though there's a cheskes tara for each one individually, so I can tell it in a cheskes tara, but I can't. But I know that one of them is tamei. You can't eat both. So it's the same idea. I mean, that's my much the same idea. That since over here it works with dinei sfeikus, was l'chur. That's what's moving here in Tosfos. That the bittel of yavish be yavish. It's not a bittul of the Isser losing its identity in the Rav of Heter. Rather, it's a bittul. We talk about bittul. That's what we normally have in mind. But Tosfos understood that the bittul of yavish biyavish, the bittul of bruba, means it's a kind of kol parish bruba parish. It's a beer of the suffix. So I can revive the suffix each one individually, but that doesn't give me the right to eat them all, because if I eat them all, then I have no suffix. Then I know that I ate something that's awesome. And then it's a preferred in Tosfos Rid in Baba Basu Daf Lamed Aleph the base. Tosfos Rid holds like Tosfos that by Yavish B'Yavish is not allowed to eat all of the Chatichos, and he says Beferish that it's Domi L'Shnei Shvilim. He's Madam, he says Shnei Shvilim. He compares this case, eating all of the Chatichos, to the case where we have Shnei Shvilim and you're going to eat all of the tires. So now, L'Chor Zekash. This is really the fundamental shaila in the bittul of yavish biyavish. Is the bittul of yavish biyavish a beer of sveikus? Something like, or maybe identical with, called the parish mubu parish? Or, and then it's very different to lach balach, because lach balach is not a beer of sveikus. When I have some chazer falls into a soup, I don't have a suffix. I know exactly how much chazer fell into exactly how much soup. But if it's not nice in time, if I have shishim, then I'm allowed to drink it. So there's no issue of suffix. I know exactly what happened. It's halacha. The halacha says that the iser loses its identity. Where exactly the hagdara is? Is yavish biyavish like that? That it's the iser. It's similar to lach balach. That the iser loses its identity. That's one possibility. And the chol we see in Tosfos is that Tosfos held, and Tosfos read even more beforeish, that it's a beer of a, so that's a different, that is a different concept entirely. That by yavish biyavish the issue is I'm eating this chaticha. I can't say I lost this identity. If this is treif, it's treif. It's not. There's not. I'm eating them separately. But since I'm only eating this one, so I can say that this one came from the roiv and didn't come from the meat. It's a bederach beer. And the chorus like the idea, like called the parish move parish, like we saw by teshech anis. Now here the chorus is a technical problem because. Called the parish, move a parish, we only say when it's parish. By a kavua, it's kemech tzamechsa. Right? If you go into one of the stores and you buy a piece of meat, then you can't say, well, and you don't remember which store you went into, so you can't say, well, I probably went into the kosher store because there was a row of kosher stores. That's called kavua. Only by parish we say called the parish, move a parish. When the issue is kavua, bim kaimai, bim mokim, where the issue has a kvius, so then you don't, then it's kemech tzamechsa. So how can Tosfos hold that bittul of yavish biyavish works the derech roiv with the beer of roiv like kol deparish muva parish? What happened to the rule? What happened to the rule that kavua is kemech tzamechsa? So if you're looking at it like that, midinei kol deparish. So here it should be kemech tzamechsa. So there's a Tosfos inside a cake, important Tosfos. Place inside a cake, maybe it's even worth looking at inside. I didn't give his amount open because, or whatever. But there's a Tosfos in the place in Tzadik Hayamad Aleph. Tosfos sort of addresses the question. Seke Osu, the middle Tosfos, Seke Osu, middle of the page. The Kol Kavua Kamech Tzal Mech Tzadom. Back Tosfos. Baha the Kaimlo Midrai Sechai Betray Bottle. Happens to chad betray bottle. What happened to kol kavu kemetzal mechzadami? Also, even from Tosfos's very question, the chayyim you see, the Tosfos understood that the din of bittel of yavish biyavish, that is bottle chad betray, has to do with beer of sveikus. If the din of yavish biyavish had nothing to do with the beer of sveikus, was a different concept entirely, that it loses its identity like lach balach, then what does it have to do with kavua? Who cares if it's kemetzal mechzal? Would Tosfos ask by lach balach? But anybody asked by lach balach when pork falls into beans and you cook them together and the pork is neimayach, what Tosfos asked the kasha, but it's kavua, so it should be kemech tzal mechzo. That would be a ridiculous question. Kavua is kemech tzal mechzo when you're talking about sveikus. The suffix is nidin kemech, like a suffix of mech tzal mechzo. What does it do? The din of pork and bean, the bittle of lach balach is nothing to do with sveikus. Right? When we say that kavua is kemech tzal mechzo, we don't mean that it's literally kemech tzal mechzo. We mean the suffix is nidin kemech tzal mechzo. It's an even suffix. By lach balach, we're not talking about sveikus. We're talking about a halacha bittul b'roiv. That the iser is let's say we'll call it with my lomdus. The shema iser is the shema achil is nikval de deroiv, or whatever the lomdus. When the very fact that Tosfos puts together, that makes even raises such a question, it's a big ladayim adover. The Tosfos understands Tosfos shitosum that the way chad betray works, the bittul of yavish chad betray is a kind of beer of sveikus. And Tosfos asks, how do we go Basaroi to Mirar the Sofik? But it's Kavua. And the Kavua is like a Sofik of Mechsa Mechsa. So Tosfos is really asking our question. So Tosfos answers, Hayim Hecha Shema Urev Eina Nikar Isser. Havalocha Yaduha Isser Beduchte. Some of you are wrong here in the Gersu. V'chanus ha-mecher is bosom v'veilu. Anyway, Taisus is mechalik. He says, the din of kol kavu kemechza mechza when the Yisr is nikr v'mkoymer. I know this is the treifah store. I don't know which one I went into, but I know this, the store has a big sign in front of the treifah. So the Yisr is yadu v'mkoymer. So then I say kol kavu kemechza mechza. But in the case of yodosh b'yodosh, I don't know which one is which. When I don't know which one is which, so then it's botul chad b'tre. Now, I guess one could actually look and say that Taisus now is turning around 180 degrees. Taisus is saying that the pshat is, I made a mistake. When the issue is not nikud b'mkoymoi, like by a tarayv, is that it works in a whole different way. It's nothing to do with biris fakis, and the issue loses its identity, and it's nothing to do with the case. But the bad is not mashna way in the loss of Taisus. Taisus is still going with the assumption that it has to do with biris fakis. Taisus is saying a chiluk, that this concept that when it's kavua, the sofik is nidin to mechza mechza, is only when the iser is nikib and kaimai, so it has a chashivus, it's kaveh mokum la'atzmai, so I can't ignore that side of the sofik. Like when there's a big sign in one of the sources that says basu trefa and it's kavum kaimai, then that side of the sofik becomes a very sad, I can't ignore it. But when I don't know which one is which, so then it doesn't have this chashivus to be considered kavua. And then I could use the right. Then it's not called the parsh. Then I can use the right to mivar the suffix. Then it's not looked at as a suffix of mechza al mechza. Then it's looked at as a suffix with the rive, and the rive is mivar the suffix. And Taisa adds, and this may be a right also. Taisa adds ubedala choshuv. I feel him uruv levadol. V'yaminon kol kavua ki de'omer berkat tarevis gabei tarevis balechayim dechashiv ilay botli deparich v'nimshech v'nikav chay v'nayu v'neim v'chol deparish v'parish v'mishani nimshech v'tmi ahav ilay kavua v'chol kavua and so on. V'ikar atam einim shum kavua elim shum debalechayim ilay botli k'maydov v'shadar k'limonus. What's Tais saying? Tais being a riot is yisoy. That when you have a tarevis and the issur is not nikib and kaimai, yeah, Taisa is telling me that kavua is only kemechza al mechza when it's nikib and kaimai. When it's not nikib and kaimai, then it loses the mile of being kavua, and that's the side of it. Taisa brings a gemara. You know, let's talk this through. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Let's talk this through. Maybe together we'll work out. Taisa brings a gemara. Well, the gemara is like this. This is important. The gemara in the Rosh also the gemara plays a big role. The gemara is a Mishnah Zvachim. That's like Ezra and Gimel. The Mishnah says, let's say you have a chatas hamesa. That means chatos that for some reason it has to just be put to death. It's an animal, carbon chatos, a cow or something, and an ox, and it's supposed to be brought as a chatos, and it was mesu baleo or miskapa bacher. It's one of the things that makes it that this chatos now has to be just allowed to die. And it got mixed up with a thousand other beings. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, kulum yamus. That's it. They all die. And you don't shoot them. It's good for the cows. They just go to an old age home until they die. You can't touch them until they drop dead. I think you're allowed to starve them to death, so maybe it's not so good for them. But anyway, I forgot. But that's the thing. So the Gemara says, "Libatul beruva." What's going on? You have one chatas amesi, you have one cow that's a problem, and you have a thousand cows that are beside there. So it should be batul beruva. It's yavish beyavish, but it should be batul beruva. You don't know which one is which. It's really tarevis or yavish beyavish. So the Gemara says, "Libatul should be batul." Chad betray, or maybe shishim. I don't know. probably Shishin has no impact applicability over there. We're not talking about the Suri Achilu. But our Kapanim Moshe should be bottled the right. So the Gemara answers, Bal Chaim Achoshev, they're not bottled. Correct the Gemara. But let's take them out one at a time. And each one that we take out, we'll say, call the parish, move the parish. That Baal Chaim is not going to make a difference. Baal Chaim, we're not bottled. Baal Chaim has a chashivas, it's not bottled beroiv. Like a berry is not bottled beroiv. But if you take one out, you'll still be able to say, call the parish, move the parish. So the Gemara answers, that's Kabur. And Kol Kabur is Kamech Tzal Mech. Taisha is bothered. What do you mean it's Kabur? Taisha just told me in Yisai that when the Issa is not Nikibim Kaimi, he doesn't have a din of Kabur. So try to steer the Taisha of Yisai. Taisus says, the last lines in Taisus, that Ikaratan ain't a mishum kavua, el mishum de balechayim le botli, mishum de balechayim le botli, vahavi kadova shadaki yamon. He says, the Ikar is because balechayim are not bot. The Ikar seal over there, why you can't say called the parish, is not because it's kavua, because then this is the Ikar is not Ikar and Kaimah, so it's not kavua. But it's because it's a dover choshuv. Because it's a dover choshuv, so it's not botl. What does this mean? Dovah Chosh is not bottled by Rav, and you're talking about Bittl Rav, Chad B'Trei, Dovah Chosh is not bottled. But here we're not talking about Bittl Rav. Here we're talking about called the Parish, Muva Parish. So what do I care that it's a Baal Chai? Baal Chai also called the Parish, Muva Parish. It's Mucha, the Hemsef, and Mavadir. Mavadir asks, it's Kavua. It's Kavua, fact the Gemara. So let's stampede the herd. And if we'll stampede the herd, then it won't be Kavua anymore. It's a very fascinating Gemara. How much a fascinating Gemara? Let's go over the Gemara again, because we're going to keep coming back to this Gemara. The Gemara starts off, you have a Mishnah that one behemoth, Chatas and Mesa, got mixed up into the herd. The whole herd has to be mixed. Fact the Gemara, which should be bottled. We bottle the Brubah. So the Gemara answers that it's Baalei Chayim. Baalei Chayim are not bottled. It's like a barrier, or it's a davar shebeminyan. It's not exactly a barrier, because barrier maybe has to be also mitchilis for yosoi, or it has to be. But, so barrier is maybe the wrong word, but it has a chashivas. Baalei chayim are not bottle, have a chashivas that they're not bottle. Fine, fret the Gemara, but let's take one out at a time, and each one will say called the parish miruba parish. That's not a steer to that's that that Baalei Chaim, that thing assumes not a steer to Baalei Chaim. Baalei Chaim aren't bottled the roiv in the Tarevis. But Baalei Chaim still have called the parish move a parish. If you have 10 stores and they all sell cows, and one store only sells trefa cows somehow, and the other store sells not trefa cows, but it's all Baalei Chaim, they still didn't have called the parish move a parish. So the Gemara is, let's take one cow out at a time, and we'll say called the parish move a parish. So the Gemara answers, no, we can't do that because. We can't do that because if we're going to take the cow out of the herd, that's called kavua. Like in the store, you only say it's called the parish if the meat on its own, you found the meat on the street. If you walk into the store and buy a piece of meat and then you can't remember which store it was, that's called kavua. That's not called the parish. That's not called the parish. I'm the one who took it out. That's not called the parish. So the Gemara says, so it's kavua. If you're going to walk into the herd and take a cow out, that's still called kavua, and kavua is a problem. Yes, Taisa explained to me, what do you mean kavua? It's not nikum u'kaimi. When it's not nikum u'kaimi, there's no kavua. So Taisa's answer, no, since it's Baalei Chaim, so it's still called kavua. So the Gemara then asks, okay, let's stampede the herd. If we'll stampede the herd, then that won't be called that we took the cow out one at a time. That'll be called that it was kilu was pirushan and so on. There's a subtopic here in Rishonim. Why is that called that and so on? If we stampeded the herd, then it's like we took the cows out. So we need to know over there in Rishonim. Not for now. But Akapanim, Tyson, maybe we should stampede the herd and like not look at it at the same time. It's not called it's an issue over there. What's going on? But anyway, the Gemara has a suggestion. Let's stampede the herd, then it'll be parish. So the Gemara says, yeah, that really should work. That should work. But it's a gzeira that if we're going to do that, so we're going to stampede the herd and we're going to take each animal separately by itself. Then what's going to happen? Let's say this herd had, 11 cows. Maybe one day, these 10 of these cows are going to be brought up to the Beis Mikdash at the same time. And we're going to be try to be makir them at the same time. So then it's going to be a problem, because now already it's not a roif. So that's why they didn't allow you to do this. Even though really, each cow by itself should be mutter, but because you have each one is called a parish, mu'ur parish. But then you're going to come to the Beis Hamikdash, and you're going to want to be makter, the emurim, all these cows, people are going to bring them as karbonas, and these 10 cows, they have this genesis as being a suffolk, but each one we said called a parish, mu'ur parish. But then maybe it'll happen that the kainim are going to be makter these cows, these emurim, and so, with their emurim, and so on, and maybe punkt it's going to happen that 90% of the cows from this herd are all going to be brought at the same time. We brought at the same time, and then you're going to lose the roif, because then this comes out. You're trying to be maybe on the mizbeach. You're trying to bring up on the mizbeach cows. 90% of this herd, of which one of them was a treifa, so you lose the whole roif. So it should be chayzer to be also. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. The Gemara says is the megis. The megis is the utensil in which you bring the emurim. Is the megis causes them to be also again? Once I pass them kachirabim lahatas and each one individually, then it's mutter forever. And the fact that I bring them up together all at the same time, and now you don't have the roif, that doesn't change the equation. Very interesting Gemara. I'll tell you in a second. Maybe I enough. No, it says in this Gemara, once I had an achirabim lahatas, once I had a kolder parish, mulu parish, on each cow individually, so even though later on I want to bring 90% of the cows together, does not revert. I don't say, well, so now I lost the roif. Because now when I bring all of these emurim together in one pot, so one of them is, I lose the roif. Mercy, no, it doesn't work. The megis also. The megis, the utensil which you bring them all together, causes them to revert to being osir. Once they're mutter, they're blind mutter. Yeah, so what's the story, Taka? So why can't we do this? Let's stampede the herds. Then Mara says, it's exam. Maybe one day we'll try to be matter without stampeding the herd. Maybe we'll have the same case and won't realize they have to stampede the herd. So they were going to auto case, we didn't stampede the herd. That's the Gemara. Very interesting Gemara, many, many different levels. I'll just mention you one thing, just a side issue from this Gemara. Asher Weiss says a tshuva. He brings this Gemara. He says the Divrei Chaim also brings this for the same shayla. There's a shayla nowadays. Rav Shechter is chayshish for this. The loch is like this: when you milk a cow, so maybe the cow is treif. How do you know that the milk is okay? If the cow is treif, the milk is treif. So how are you allowed to drink the milk? So the Gemara says, right, behemoths aren't treif. You don't even need 60%. You don't need 60 to 1. Right, is this a pasha to Ruba the less they come on? Right, behemoths are not treif. You could drink the, you can eat the behemoth, you can eat the milk. Now, them is the same thing. You check the cow. How do you know it's not treif? So the lungs we check because the lungs are very mutsy. But maybe it has a treif not in the lungs. Maybe it has a treif in the heart. How do you know? So we rely on it, right? So the same thing with the milk, we rely on it, right? So this is Shiloh, okay, fine, so you're drinking the milk from one cow, you rely on it, right? But then what happens? Go to the milk factory. In the milk factory, they have a huge vat, and in the vat, they have milk from 1,000 cows. Of those 1,000 cows, what percentage are treif? High percentage, more than 1 in 60. That's from the Schlachter, says, we'll tell you that more than 1 out of 60 cows is treif. So in this milk, statistically, I now know, now I'm not talking about the milk of one cow, now I'm talking about the milk for many, many cows. And if I'm talking about the milk for many cows, I need bittul b'shishim. Because some of the cows are treif, I should need bittul b'shishim. Bittul b'shishim I don't have. So now it should be chayzer to be also. So Asher Weiss is a tshuva about this, and he says, no, this is the Gemara b'Yirin Zvachim. The Gemara says that when you stampeded the herd, each cow, you determined, I'll be right, that it's okay. Now, even though you want to bring them to Beis Hamikdash all together in one megis, you want to bring them together at one time. They don't. They're not. But since each one already passed that called the parish mu'ur parish, so it's kosher. So if each one is kosher, so even though now I'm bringing 90% of the cows together, so statistically I don't have a rav anymore. It doesn't matter. Each gallon individually was called the parsha, move a parsha. I can bring them both at the same time. It's not going to revert to be us. That's what the Rosha said. Anyway, interesting thing here. I know it's what the Machmirim say to that. I guess it was Noidat. Maybe I said with Noidat Terevis. We see the Rosha. All Tumul about Noidat Terevis. Any idea. But Akapanim, that's one interesting thing that comes out from this Gemara. But the Indian, the Nidin that we're talking about, Taisha is asking a kasha. Taisha says, so what does it say in that Gemara? It says in that Gemara that when they have all of these cows, so if I don't stampede the herd, it's also because it's kavua. But Taisha told me that if the ikka is that when the ikka is not nikka, when the isser is not nikka bim kaimi, there's no din of kavua. So how can the Gemara call it kavua? So Taisha answers because it's balei chayim. Can't just go in and take a cow because it's balei chayim. So what does it matter if it's balei chayim? Balei chayim prevents bittul b'roim, but it doesn't prevent kol de parish miruba parish. When you stampede the herd, there's still balei chayim, but you can say, but you see in the Gemara, if you stampede the herd, you can say kol de parish miruba parish. Ay, it's balei chayim. One thing has nothing with the other. Balei chayim prevents bittul of a tarevis, but balei chayim doesn't prevent kol de parish miruba parish. And if here it's not kavua because the isur not nikkav b'mkaymai, so who cares that it's balei chayim? Mr. Pshatam, this taste is a little bit hard to understand. There's two ways to understand this thesis. Basically, the problem here is like Mimonoshach. If Balei Chayim have called the parish move a parish, which they seem to do, because when you stampede the herd, you say called the parish move a parish. I don't care that the Balei Chayim. So if Balei Chayim have called the parish move a parish, so even before you stampede the herd, even when the herd was sitting in Kaimai, it should be, it's still called the parish move a parish. Ay, it's kavua. But Taisha says when the ikir is not nikivim kaimai, it's not kavua. So there's two ways to understand the Tosis. One way to understand the Tosis is, maybe the simpler way, is that Tosis is saying that just like Balei Chayim have a chashivos, that they're not bottled in the Tarevis, because they're too choshuv to be considered mixed into the Tarevis. So Balei Chayim also, because they're choshuv, it doesn't matter that they're not nikkav b'mkaymi, it's as if they're nikkav b'mkaymi. Let's just go with that. There's maybe a different, more complicated way to learn, but we'll leave it for a different time. There's the in other words, what do we say? Why Balei Chayim not bottle with Chad B'Trei? By regular bittul of Chad B'Trei, bittul Yovish B'Yovish, why Balei Chayim not bottle? Because they're Choshev. So since they're Choshev, so like it's not a Tarevis so much. It's a Tarevis when everything is jumbled up together, but if one of them is a Balei Chayim, whether even if they're all Balei Chayim, so each one stands on its own. If each one stands on its own, then it's not really a tarevis. That's the pasha of pshat all in all these things of davar pasha. That you can't say, well, it lacks in being a tarevis. A tarevis is when they're all mixed together. But here they're not all mixed together because each one stands on its own. So I just have each one independently standing on its own next to each other, but it's not called a taravis. They don't merge to be a taravis since they have an ode, since the iser, and the heter also for that matter, since it has a chashivus. So what Tosha is saying is, when you have an iser, it's kavua. Kavua means that the iser is no that is yedua b'mkayim. You have a trefa store, and it's and since it's a krios, so the trefa store is kavua in this mixture over here, and because it's kavua, it has to be treated as a suffix 50-50. But if I don't know which store is which, there's no signs on the store, so I just know in theory that one of these stores is trefa, but the mice and nobody knows which store is which. Let's say you had a case like that. I have 10 gear warehouses, and no one knows which warehouses they would. It's already forgotten which warehouse is which. Then the issue is not nikabim kaimai, so then it becomes, then it's no longer considered to be kavua. The iser is not kavua bim kaimai. The iser, then it's just an iser it loses the mile of kfius. It loses the mile of kfius. Kfius is a mile that it's, since the iser is kavua bim kaimai, so you have to treat it as an equal side in the suffix. But one second, when the ikr is not kavuah and kaimai, then it loses that mila, and then it reverts to being a suffix that could be 9 to 1 or 10 to 1. Case is adding, even in a case like that, where I don't know which store is which, where I don't know which behemoth is which, but if the behemoths have a chashivus of being a davar chashuv, so a davar chashuv is also oimed bifnei atzmai. And therefore, even though I don't know which one is which, but since the dvarim chashuvim, and in particular the iser is a davar chashuv, so it reverts to being like kavua. So it's the fact that it's a balchai that makes it into being kavua. No, it's kavua is this fluid concept. Something can be kavua by being yadua b'mkaimah. It doesn't have to be a balchai or anything, but it just has a sign on it that it's treif, and it's yadua b'mkaimah, that makes it kavua. And when it's kavua, then it's a 50-50 suffix. The suffix is treated as a 50-50. Taisus adds, but if you don't have that, if it's not Yadub and Kaimai, like when you have Chad betray, Yovish be Yovish, so I don't know which one is which, so then it loses the mile of being a 50, so it's no longer a 50-50 suffix. But if it's a Dover Choshuv, then a Dover Choshuv could be Kavua even when it's not Nikib and Kaimai. So when one of these animals when these animals are Balechayim, when the things are Balechayim, so when they're kavua, because they're balechayim, they can have the mile of kavua when they're kavua. If you stampede them, then they're not going to be kavua regardless. Whereas the point is that a davar choshev could be kavua, even though it's not nikabim kaimah. Let's say that's the mahalach in Taisus. It's good enough to be going on with it.
If we say kavua gets lost when I don't know which store it is, then why should it matter when I walk in and take it?
No, because when I walk in, there was a sign in the store. The case where I walked in is that the stores all have signs, but I walked in, I don't remember which store I walked into. Where I had to look at the signs or whatever, but the stores have signs, so it is Nisra that's Kavu M'kaimah. When the stores have no signs, so then it's not Yadu M'kaimah, then it's not Kavu anymore. But if it's a Dabba Choshev, it's Kavu even without a sign. Okay. Anyway, we went a little bit afield, but this Gemara in Zochum is going to be very important for the whole discussion. So that's Shitas. Well, we finish this with Shitas Achaisvus. Shitas Achaisvus is that Yavish B'Yavish is a beer of Sfeikus. It's not a losing identity kind of bittle. It's a beer of Sfeikus, and therefore, even though we're Mavar Yavish B'Yavish, we're Mavar Al Pi Roiv, it's a kind of Kol Deparish Meruva Parish. Even though it's kavul l'chayr, but since it's not yadu m'kaimah, it loses the ma'ilav kfius, and that therefore it's considered a suffix, and the suffix is nichra, is huchra al pi roiv. That's the idea of Taisus, that since it's a suffix, I can be machir the suffix al pi roiv. Even though kavul ordinarily is a 50-50 suffix, that's only when it's yadu b'mkaimah. This is yadu b'mkaimah, or if it's a balchai. But if it's not a balchai, it's not yadu b'mkaimah, then it's not a 50-50 suffix, then it's a 66, then it's a 2-to-1 suffix. It's a 2-to-1 suffix, and the roiv of 2-to-1 is machriya the suffix, and therefore I paskin that the piece of meat that I'm eating came from the roiv and its mutter. But I can't eat all the pieces. One person can't eat all the pieces because what is it? Then it's like shnei shvila. Then you can't eat all of the pieces. That's the shitas ha'tesis. Shitas ha'rashba in teres ha'bayis dalad sharalef in the regular pagination it's yud zayin amud aleph. So that even one person could all of the chatichos. Even one person could eat all of the chatichos. But only b'zeh hazeh, not b'vasachas.
If you had to ask, why why the other person can eat the pasta, because I'm already the suffix.
Yeah, because it's like Shnei Shiva, two different people come with the Shaila, so each one we pass in for what's going to get to him. So each person comes, each person has a suffix about this piece of meat. So we say, we pass in the Shaila for him, the Rav Paskin is that this is a kosher chicken. And the other person, the Rav Paskin said for him, it's a kosher chicken. Yeah, one of the three people ate treif. But that doesn't matter, I don't care what you ate, I care what I ate. And I asked Shaila and they passed in Dalpi Rav. Not much like the case of Shnei Shilim. They come, as if two different people come with the Shaila, then for each one we can pass in the Cheskes Tarif. The Rashba's not so far away from Tosfos. The Rashba says one person can eat all the Chatilas, but not B'Vasachas. Only B'Zachazeh. Tosfos can't have one person eat it at all, only three different people. The Rashba says one person could eat it, and but the Lashon of the Rashba is, he says, even one person could eat kol chaticha b'fnei atzma. U'kesh'oichel zeh, when he eats chicken number one, ani yomer loizu hi asura. I say, that's not the chicken that's also, because there's a roiv, this chicken is mutter. V'chein b'chol achas v'achas, and so too with all of the other chickens. U'kesh'oichel achreino shevekulam, then what happens when it comes to the last chicken? Ani yomer, b'meshe kvar nechel hoyo yisir. The treif of chicken was one of the ones that he already ate before, but this one is kosher, he could eat it. So v'achas can't do that. But b'zeh chazeh, each chicken, you come to chicken number one, there's a roiv, it's okay. Chicken number two, there's a roiv, it's okay. Chicken number three, there's also a roiv, it's okay. I have hacked, they can't all be okay. The teretz is when you come to chicken number three, and the roiv says it's okay, so where'd the treif of chicken go? Probably it was one of the chickens that I ate before. Each one with ne'atzma, you can... That's what he says. Maybe it's machlekes in dinei shnei shvilin. But akoponim, l'chor in the esayt hadover, the Rashba was not so far from Tosfos. That it's a beer of sveikus, and since the beer of sveikus, you can't do something where your body being over the issur. But Tosfos holds that you can't put yourself into a position where you know for sure that you ate one of these three chickens was treif. And the Rashba says, no, that's okay. You can eat that, even that's okay. You can eat a chicken, and it's kosher. And apirayv was good. Number two, apirayv was good. And number three, also apirayv was good. And when you get to number three, you'll assume that that one of the chickens before was treif. But okay, fine. So you pop al chet, then you'll eat the third chicken. As I say to the Rashba. So, but the Rashba says, but the Vasach is about he can't do. Yeah.
What would you say if there are like four pieces when you get to the third one? Because there's still two left. But it's also
right. It's still right. Even when you get to the third chicken, there's a right that this chicken is kosher, 3-1. Each chicken has a right of 3-1 that is kosher. In Lomdus, it's different in Tosfos in the Prat of the in the Pratim. Tosfos doesn't think you could do such a thing. He says you have to divvy it out. You know, you could eat the treif of chicken, but I can't put myself. I can't do such a thing. But back in actual, if you Tosfos could eat two chickens, if you have three chickens. According to Tosfos, could you eat two out of the three? Eat two out of three. On the one hand, you weren't body over the Isser, but on the other hand, there's a two thirds chance you're over the Isser. So maybe if he tastes, you can't do that either. I don't know. Rashba holds you could eat all the chickens. So if you could eat all the chickens, Avadi could eat two out of three chickens. But the Fit Tosis, who says that you can't eat all three chickens, because if you eat all three chickens for sure, wherever an Isser, but what if you eat two out of the three? Then there's a two thirds chance you ate an Isser. Maybe you only allowed to eat one chicken. One chicken, I have a right that I'm not being over an Isser.
Isn't that's like the magus, like the two together? It's like we're gonna make it us again because we brought two of them together. It was brought already in the three.
Why is this different in the case of Megas? So according to Tosfos, if you ask me about the third chicken, why is this? I'm allowed to eat the third chicken. If I start with number three, I can eat it. But if I start with number one and two, then I can't eat number three. So I'm going to say also, it's because of the Isser. Why is it different in the case of Megas? I don't think it's different there. I don't know. Why is this different in the case of Megas? Well, there we say, since each one had a rove, each behemoth had a rove, so even now we're bringing them all together, but it's not chayzer to be osir. So why is it different than Tosis, which says that when you have each one has a rove, then I can eat it with the rove, but I can't eat them all together? That's interesting. That's an interesting question. You have to say, because by the case of Megas, it's still not one coin bringing back to them all. It's still different coin. Lash Megmar is different coin. But one coin, maybe in Chanani, maybe one coin couldn't be back to them all. So we're going to get to the milk. Because there's one person drinking all the milk, or drinking a cup full of milk. So maybe then you tackle loser this raya of the Rav Asher Weiss brings. The lesson of Tosis is Shem Elechad Gavra Layosa. It doesn't say you need three. It's on the Chad betray, you know. You have two pieces. Tosis is Shem Elechad Gavra Layosa. So, Mashman Tosis is two people would still be okay. I'm not sure I understand why in Svar it's okay for two people and not for three. Why is it okay for two people but not for one? Even if it's only two people, so one person's eating two chickens. So the person's eating two chickens, how is he relying on a roif? Tosis agrees that you could rely on a roif for two chickens. Even though statistically, maybe it's derived from Megas also. Smashman Tosis. Right, again, Tosis talking about the case. It's the top Tosis in Kufim Adar. It's one line here in Tosis. He says, something was not a berry, it's not a chatif, it's kabir, it's both with a roif. But he'll listen with Rabban and Lecha. Mushem Elechad Gavra Hayos. It doesn't say in Tosis that you need, if you have three chickens, you need three people. He says, you can have two people. Or if you have 60 chickens, you don't need 60 people. But to one person, it's us. So Mashman Tosis is like this, that Tosis agrees since I pass in on each chicken that there's a roiv, so I can eat chicken number one, because I pass in with the roiv. And I can eat chicken number two, because later I pass in with the roiv. But if you take both chickens together, I lose the roiv. That's the Gemara of Megas. I don't lose the roif. Each chicken had a roif. So if I even ate the Mizeh Chazeh and I ate two out of the three chickens, there's still a roif. Because each chicken had a roif, and that doesn't disappear even when I eat them both together. Taisha says, but if you eat all three chickens, so then you were over for sure. So that you're not allowed to do. To be over, but Vadai and then it's so that you're not allowed to do. You can't rely on a roif. Because the roif can paskin that this chicken up your roif is mutter. And the next chicken is also mutter up your roif. But if you take the two chickens together, you don't have a roif. But the roif was nifsek on each chicken individually. So it doesn't matter that now I'm taking them together. But each chicken had a roif that passed them that it's mutter. But the Reif can't pass and eat all three chickens and mutter because that's a sheker, the three chickens and mutter. So to eat all three, where I know be yedia gemur that I'm being over nisa, that I can't do. But to eat two out of the three, even though I lost the Reif, you know, in a sense I lost the Reif because statistically I don't have a Reif. There's a 66% chance that I'm eating a treif of chicken. It doesn't matter. Each chicken by itself had a Reif, and that's the Gemara Magus. The Gemara Magus is not saying if I brought all the whole Eder, the Gemara's not talking about that. The Gemara is saying maybe you're going to bring 10, you're going to lose the Reif. If you brought literally the every single cow in the herd, so then that might be a problem. That the Gemara might agree is a problem. But that's not the case. The case is you're bringing 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 is still okay, even according to Tesis.
So is it that the Rove goes on the set?
So
it's no longer individual
Nisr
for each individual thing.
In this,
the whole set has been
Nisr
that you can't.
Well, I don't think so. The Fi Tosis, it's still, even the Fi Tosis, Tosis is like the Rashba. I mean, Tosis is like the Rashba. Every chicken has a Reif. And even though I get chicken number one and there's a Reif, and I get chicken number two, there's a Reif. The Rashba was, I can eat number three and also, there's also a Reif. Even though now, by eating chicken number three, I now put myself in a matzah where I know for sure I was over Nisr. The Rashba doesn't care. The Rashba, what do I care what I did yesterday? I want to know what about this chicken. And this chicken has a Reif. And Tosfos souls know that I can't. It could be it's a Drabon according to Tosfos. Every chicken has a Reif, but if I'm going to eat the third chicken, it's going to come out that I was Vada over Nisr. It's hard to believe that's an Nisr deraisa. Because when I ate chicken number two, there was a 2/3 chance that I was over Nisr. And it doesn't matter because each chicken had a Reif. So the Rashi chronologically is right. If each chicken has a Reif, and I'm only worried about that chicken, so I get to number two, when I get to number three, so it also has a Reif. So what do I care what I did yesterday? And Tosfos also, and that maybe that's the Shema Tosfos. It could be Tosfos only there about Shema lechai gavro yosa ad kedei kach to the over b'bad the nisa that you can't do. Tosfos is mashmat zerais. Tosfos says if you eat all three, you bring a chatas. If it was chaylev or something, something that you chayev a chatas. I don't know what the Tosfos would hold about 2 out of 3. Rabbi, what's your second the Tosfos is baba basalam and alchem base. Is there a mashmois in this lashon? The lashon of Tosfos is mashmat lechad gafel, but two people is okay. I'm not sure about the Tosfos. Okay, so now, so yeah, let's move.
Would it come out funny by Magus? Because everybody said the Lashon of Gemara is Bechima. Does the Magus really make it also? But according to now what we just said, it would make it also if you brought all of them.
So I'm suggesting Tosfos doesn't make it also if I brought all of them. Because if that would be true, then even the second one would be also. Because by the second one, also I have a 2/3 chance that it's also. It's Mutter. But I can't eat the third chicken, because if I'm going to eat the third chicken, then I'm going to know that it was Erevin Issah for sure, and I'm not allowed to put myself into such a matzav that I know that I ate Nisr for sure. Maybe that's not even a seerut Tosfos read. He says if you eat all three, you're gonna, maybe you have to bring a chatas. Meaning each one alone had a heter. But now, if I look back and I sum it all up, I know that I'm chayev chatas, and I can't put myself into a matzav where I'm going to be chayev chatas. I mean, that chicken says no chatas. He's talking about occasionally have a chatas, but I can't put myself in a matzav where now I know that I'm chayev malchus. Again, I'm not sure if I'm really chayev malchus because each one was asher sofek. I'm not getting into the technicalities, but I can't put myself in a matzav where for sure I was over in this. Akapon, let's just go back to see the big picture. So we have Maisa Shitas Rashba, not so far away from Shitas Tosfos, that you're allowed that you're not allowed to eat all three pieces of basachas. So the chard of shad is when you have pork and beans, you're allowed to eat it basachas. Lach balach, you're allowed to eat it basachas. It's not the answer is because here we're not. That's a bit lach balach. It's a bit where the Issa lost its identity. So in a sense, it's chayzli is mutter, or the ma'isa achila is chayzli to be a ma'isa achila of heter. By yovish biyovish, it's a different kind of. By yovish biyovish, it's not a bittle of the Issa losing its identity. It's a bittle of beer sfekas. It's more like called the parsh move a parsh. They say from the Biskarov, the Biskarov said that that's the pshat in the Rashba also. That the Teres Roim, if you want to look up the Teres Roim, the Sheet of Spoon also brings it. He brings the Teres Roim, who brings the Biskarov. So you can just look in the Sheet of Spoon, or you want to see the Teres Roim, it's on page Kuf base. But the pshat in the Rashba is that it works within called the parsh move, that Yavish be Yavish works within called the parsh move a parsh. So it's a beer of Sfekas. A beer of Sfekas. So you can't do the basachas. I'm sorry. It's a beer of sekes. So then you can't do beer of sachas. You can do beer of sachas. Because each chicken has a beer of sekes. But if you're going to do eat all them all at the same time, then I know for sure that was over. And we saw the lashon of the Rashi was that way. Each one, when I eat it, I say that this is the one that this is not the one that was awesome. And when I get to the last one, I say the other one's the one that was awesome. The lashon of the Rashi was the lashon of the sekes. Each one, I'm a vary the suffix with the right. So the Shechitas Chulin, he asked the Shechitas Chulin, he asked a kasha. From a Rashba in the Tshuva. Chelek Aleph, Simon, Reish, Ayin, Beis. The Rashba asked like this. The Rashba said, it's a din of, if you have two chatichas, let's say you have two chatichas, one is Chelek and one is Shuman, and I don't know which one is which, and I ate one. So I have to bring a korban oshem talit. So the Rashba asked, what if one of the pieces is bigger? I have two pieces of fat in front of me. I have a big piece and a small piece. And one is chaylev and one is shuman. I don't know which one is which. So the halacha is, Mr. Lamar is not mechalek. The halacha is, I have to bring an oshem talit. Ask the Rashba, one second. But maybe the kosher fat, the shuman, maybe that was the bigger piece. And the chaylev was the smaller piece. And therefore, it should be batel chad betray. Ziyavish biyavish is batel chad betray. So why do I bring an oshem talit? Answers the Rashba. But since I don't know that you only have bitul beroiv when I know the heter is deroiv. But if the heter might be deroiv, that's not called. But then there's no bitul beroiv at all. This is an interesting study by itself. But let's never mind. We're not going to focus on the teretz. Let's just focus on this question. I have a big piece and I have a small piece. And he says that and his question is, I shouldn't bring an oshem toli because if the shuman is the bigger piece, then the chayla was bitul beroiv chad betray. I don't know if it's twice as big to be chad betray. It goes into the other shot. This chad betray, you have to literally chad betray for 51%. We never got into that. But our component, let's say the one piece is twice as big as the other. So the Rashba asks. Well, I don't think his lashon is that way. So the Rashba asks, it should be bottle barayv. And if it's bottle barayv, why am I being lashon tali? That's the kasha of the Rashba. So it's a pelad of kasha. If the way bittul yavish works is because it's a beer of sveikus, and I'm a rather suffic al pi roiv. So there's a roiv in beer of sveikus. There's a roiv over here because one piece was bigger. It's still a 50-50 chance. I have two pieces of fat. One is kosher. One is not. One is very big and one is very small. And I ate one of them. What are the chances that I ate the small piece? 50-50. The other piece was bigger. What does that have to do? I ate one out of two pieces. This is a 50-50 chance. What in the world does this have to do with bitul b'rayv? If bitul b'rayv is kind of called the parish, miruba parish, right, let's say I have a bunch of cows, like in the case in the morning, I have a bunch of cows, and one of the cows was parish, and we say called the parish, miruba parish. We make a chayper, but one of the cows was bigger, one of the cows was, you have two small, I have two little tiny cows, and I have one big cow. I don't know which one is good. You would say that it affects the cheshmer called the parish, meruva parish, because one of the cows is bigger than the other. What does it have to do with it? We want no possibilities. If you have right possibilities, called the parish, meruva parish. Chayrit mashpin the Rashba, from this Rashba, to steer to the other Rashba, that the din of yavish b'yavish, the bitl of yavish b'yavish, is not a called the parish muva parish kind of a rive. It's not a beer of sveikus kind of rive. It's more like lach belach that the isser is bottle in the heter. And so then attack a man is the quantity. I have a little bit of shuman, I have a little bit of chaylev, and I have a lot of shuman. So the chaylev is bottle in the shuman. But how do the two ashbash stim? So then I should be able to eat all. If it's a bittle of lach belach, then I should be able to eat the mula vasachas. The Rashba and the other tshuva said. And the Torah Sabayis rather said clearly that doesn't work with lach balach. It works that each piece that I eat, I have a roiv. It's mevar that this is the piece that this piece is mutter, and that's why I can't eat them all at the same time. So how does that stem with this Rashba, who has this, or who dreamt up this kasha that a big piece of shuman should be mevatel a small piece of chaylev? Kasha, I know these very complicated things to answer. Yeah, I was just a very, very powerful steer. Maybe we can say like this. I don't know. I'm not sure if this is good enough. We'll think about it. Maybe we say like this. That Avada, the Rashba holds, that the Rive of Yavish B'Yavish is a Beerus Sveikus. Like we see in the Taurus Abayis, is very clear. The Rive tells me that this piece is from the Rive. It's not from the, it's the kosher piece. And the next piece, and the third piece. And when I get to the third piece, they say that also this piece is the kosher piece, and so on. It's a Beerus Sveikus. But it's not the rive of called the parish miruba parish, because it's not parish, it's kavur. It's a different halacha of rive. It's a new halacha mechudeshes that when you have a tarivus, when you have a tarivus, and this is not minikibim kaimis, that's called a tarivus. So when you have a tarivus, there's a new parsha of rive that says that I'm tola that my achila was from the rive and not from the meat. When I have pieces of isser and heter together in a pot or together in a basket. And I ate one of the pieces, not as called the parish and ruba parish, but as it's a new din. Then when you have a tarevis, and a tarevis means a mishkababel, a tarevis where you don't know what's what, everything is mu'uruf together, not bishul, not tam kikir, not lach belach. It's yavish b'yavish. But the nature of a tarevis, but it's a tarevis. It's a tarevis in the sense that I don't know which one is which, and they're all mixed together. That's called a tarevis. So the chiddush din the Torah said when it comes to a tarevis, I'm toile my achila in the that my achila was from the rive and not from the meat. And therefore the Rashba held that even if I have in a basket two pieces, but one is a big piece and one is a little piece, I'm toile and then I ate a kazayas from it. Let's say I ate the whole piece. I know it would be. Let's say I ate a kazayas. I'm tola my achila that my achila was from the rive of what was in the basket and not from the meat of what was in the basket. And if what was in the basket, and if I know that the shuman was bigger, I mean that can't be the case. I can't know the shuman was bigger because then it's not a tarevis. Then I know which one is which. So by definition, so I can't know which one is which. And that's the Rashba's teretz that I bring the Lashon Tolly anyway because a rive that I don't know which if I have it is not a rive. But in the Rashba the Kashi thought that a rive. A suffix rave is also a rave. So I have a suffix. Maybe the shuman is a rave. So I can't bring an Ashram Tolik. That was a gosh. I can't bring an Ashram Tolik. Because on the tzad that the shuman was a rave, then I'm toile my achila that my then there's a psak. Then the rave paskins that my achila came from the rave and not from the from that my achila came from the rave and not from the meat. If I called the parish move parish, I don't think we would say this. Because to call the parish move parish works with possibilities. There's 10 stores, and each store represents a possibility. It doesn't say anything more like that I look at the inventory of each store. One store has a lot of meat, maybe one store is a little, one store maybe is Amazon, and the other store is a local grocer. I don't say, so they have much more. That's mashma. You know, maybe that's an Eden, but pastor says that doesn't matter. It's 10 possibilities, and each possibility is, and the rave called the parish, move the parish goes with the rave of possibilities. But this is a different kind of rave. It's not the rave called the parish, which is the rave of. This is a different part. This is a rive of a tarevis. Then when I eat from a tarevis, I'm toiler. It's a new kind. It's a beerus fakus. About it's a beerus fakus. But it's a different kind of beer. I know that's why the Gemara doesn't call it called the parsh muva parsh. The Gemara calls it has a different name for it. It's a different din. It's a din that I'm toiler my achila I'm toiler that my achila came from the rive. I'm toiler that the chaticha that I ate came from the rive that was in the tarevis, not from the meat that was in the tarevis. And the Rashba holds, even two chatichas, if one chaticha is bigger than the other, then the chaticha that's bigger, that's the rive of the tarevis, and the chaticha that's smaller is the meat of the tarevis, and I'm telling that my achila was from the rive of the tarevis and not from the meat. Anyway, I'm throwing it out as a passive. As Lachar, that's what's misbakush over here in the Rashba, that we have to somehow bridge these two Rashbas. Okay, so we have so far two sheets in the Shana. We have Tosfos and we have the Rashba, but Atzad HaShavah Shebeh, that they both seem to hold, that the din of Reuva over here is a Reuva of Biris Fekas. It's al derech the Reuva of called the Parsh Mubu Parsh. Either it's literally called the Parsh Mubu Parsh. And even though it's kavua, but we have the Tosfos and Sadakei that when the is not nikkum b'mkaymoi, it loses the mile of kavua. So therefore, even b'mkaymoi, it's called the parsh mubu parsh. Or we're suggesting now in the Rashba that it's not literally didn't call the parsh mubu parsh, but it's another halacha b'iris fekus, that when they have a tarevus, yavish b'yavish, so that I'm tola the yachila in the rive, that the yachila was from the rive of the tarevus and not from the meat of the tarevus. The Rosh is the third Shita. The Rosh is really the most amazing Shita. And that's why I wanted the Rosh inside. Well, the Rosh is very, very long. But Kamei Hilchos Gevurah to learn out from the Rosh. So we'll be with the Rosh a couple of days. But the Rosh Shita in Al Regal Achas is that you can eat all three Bavas Achas. I have three chickens, and I know one of them is treif, but two of them are kosher. He says the one that's kosher, that's the treif chicken, since there's a roiv, is Nepach Liyaz Mutter. And you can eat the Bavas Achas. Pshutay pshat in the Rosh. Pshutay. See, this is the way it's normally learned. The pshat in the Rosh is that the Rosh holds that it's happened not within Biris Fekus, not like everything that we said. That the Rosh holds that the bittul of Yovish be Yovish is al derech the bittul of Lach be Lach. That the Issa loses its identity in the Tarevus. And even by Yovish be Yovish, the Issa loses its identity and its chayzeli is mutter. The Rosh has a Lashon in one place that he says bittul even by Yovish be Yovish is kemoi bittul by like Lach be Lach b'shish. Just like the bittul of lach b'lach b'shishim means that you're allowed to eat the whole thing, so the bittul of yovish b'yovish means you're allowed to eat the whole thing. It sounds taka like, I mean, maybe he's just saying that it's the same halacha l'maisa, but it sounds like he's saying that they're conceptually similar ideas. I think his lashon is that the Torah calls it, the Gemara calls it bittul. It's like bittul of lach b'lach, just like lach b'lach when the Gemara says bittul, it means you can eat the whole thing, because the isser is nepach to be mutter. So by yovish b'yovish, the Gemara uses the same lashon in bittul. Bittul means you can eat the whole thing. So the pshutoi, that's not we didn't beer shakers, because we didn't beer shakers have to eat the whole thing at once. Doesn't make any sense. We didn't beer shakers, not nepach. When you say beer shakers is beer shakers, not nepach. It's mashm the rush that learns that the din of yavish b'yavish, it's a kind of, it's fundamentally not different in kind than the bittle of lach b'lach. It's a kind of losing of identity. If that's the case, if that's the pshat in the rush, we'll see if that's gonna be true. But if that's the pshat in the rush. So l'chore, that's not like the Hagdor that I wanted to say in the Sugya Mishras and other occasions also, that the Pshat and the Bittul of Lach B'lach, I have this theory that the Pshat and the Bittul of Lach B'lach, we shouldn't say it comes from Achirat Mulhatis, or actually in many places. What does Achirat Mulhatis have to do with Lach with pork and beans? Achirat Mulhatis is Biris Fekus. Normally Achirat Mulhatis means you don't know what the din is, you listen to the Rebbe of the Sanhedrin, that's Machriya what the din is, you don't know what this piece of meat is, well you look at the Rebbe Chanuya, he tells me it's Mavar the Suffolk what it is. Here I know I have pork, I have beans, I want to know how to eat it. What does that do with Achirat Mulhatis? So I want to say this Lundus, that I have a Maisa Chila, and the Maisa Chila is ambiguous because it has pork and it has beans, so what is the Shem Maisa Chila? So I said, oh, but the Rebbe determines the Shem of the Maisa Chila. If the Rosh holds that the same concept applies to Yovish B'Yovish, by Yovish B'Yovish, that's very hard to hear. I'm not eating pork and beans, I'm eating a chicken. And if it's treif, then I'm eating a treif of chicken. And if it's a suffix, what does it have to do? There's nothing ambiguous what I'm doing. I have a suffix. But it's not an ambiguity. So l'chayra b'pshutoi, this Rosh, who equates the bittul of Yovish B'Yovish to the bittul of lach b'lach, which seem to be not like my pet theory. We may have got mileage out of it from the Sugya Mishras, this theory of how it works. But Akapanim, this Rosh would seem to be, the Rosh at least would seem to be not there. But we'll see going forward in the Rosh, because it's not so simple if this is the Pshat in the Rosh. Because we'll see, the strange animals go in the Rosh. That's hard to understand. The Rosh compares it, Seichadvarim, the Rosh compares this to the case of that case in the one in Zvachim. With the Baal Chaim, and you stampeded the herd, but then you put them all to the Beis HaMikdash and it doesn't revert to Biyasar. And the Rosh says, just like over there, doesn't revert to Biyasar. So it's the same thing over here by the Yavish. B'Yavish, once it's bottled, it doesn't revert to be. We'll see when we learn the Rosh inside. That's pure seikus. The Gemara in Zvachim is talking about called the parish meruv parish. If the Rosh is making a connection, it sounds like in the Rosh these are not separate worlds. Even in the world of beer seikus, there's a concept that it became mutter and then it doesn't revert to being awesome. It's like nepach. The Rosh seems to have this concept of nepach even by the case of called the parish meruv parish. That once you stampeded the herd and you're passing with the roiv, then afterwards, even if you brought them all together, it can't revert to being osir. And he compares that to this din that he's talking about over here, that once the chaticha is mutter, it's nepach to be mutter and it doesn't revert to being osir. So I don't know. It seems to be something else going on in this rush. It's not quite so simple like we're first making it. Okay, so that's going to be the task. Which the rush will do inside. So the Adam should start to work on the. I mean, I'm sure you already started, but to start to work on the Rosh, they bring a lot of Gemaras, and most of those Gemaras you have to take a look at. One of the Gemaras we already spoke to a lot. And we'll try to get through it.
Can we help from the Rosh? Is it possible from the Rosh that you're only allowed to eat them all through when you eat them in the bath office?